This is an exercise in symmetry therapy. Symmetry therapy does not claim to heal any diseases or serious conditions. It's a relaxation technique based on a continuous awareness of the tensions of the muscles and giving commands to release them. And I am lying flat on my back. The reason why symmetry therapy works in a lot of ways is because of the natural gravity that happens when one is lying flat on their back, and the awareness of the different symmetries, which have a tendency to use the force of gravity to elongate the muscles. I'm lying on my back, my legs are stretched out. This is going to be an exercise on the shoulder area. And just sensing my body, feeling what it feels like to be in my body. Feeling the muscles, the bones, the structure of my body, what shape it makes. Going to gently lift my arms up and let them go overhead so that my arms are stretched out in a straight line, they're not bent, and they're over my head. And I'm relaxing them, so I'm not stretching them with any tension, I'm just letting them gently lay flat on the ground. Making sure that my legs are not tense, but my legs are relaxed, my torso is relaxed, shoulders are relaxed, and the arms and head are relaxed. I'm noticing the shoulder area, and I'm noticing the area, the upper back, and then I'm noticing the direction my feet are pointed in, my legs are pointing. I'm going to try to make my legs lie flat with the heels making the feet perpendicular as possible. Not really holding the legs up, trying to keep them relaxed, but trying to keep them pointed in the right way. And same thing with the arms, just trying to keep the arms as straight as possible without holding them as much as possible. So just aligning the arms and the legs as much as possible. If we notice the hip area, the back area, the back of the waist, and the shoulder area are very symmetrical types of structures. We have the spine, and we have the neck. We have the tailbone, and we have the neck. And you can feel that these central objects balance out a symmetrical object on either side. So we have the buttocks, we have the chest, we have the shoulder blades. We have the hips. We have the bones of the legs on the bottom. And we have the ribs, the top rib, the collarbone. And then we have the bones connecting the arms, all in that area. Now take a few deep breaths. Now gently let your feet come up and let your feet stand. And that makes your knees bent, your knees up in the air. And gently let your head and your arms and your shoulders adjust to that. Continue to take some deep breaths. And then you might want to pull your arms down on the side, bending your arms in angles, in right angles, so that you're kind of like an Egyptian. You have your arms lying flat on the ground, but instead of raising over your head, your elbows are bent and they're lying on the sides, kind of in an angle at your body. So just feel how this new alignment makes a type of muscle tension in your body. Relax your chest. Continue to take some deep breaths. You'll feel the shoulder on the right side. And feel the back of the waist on the right side. You can gently rock your knees a little bit from side to side, just a couple of inches one way and a couple of inches the other way. Does that make any difference in how your shoulder feels? Now let's focus on the left shoulder. Then again, focus on the left hip, left buttock area. Gently rock your knees side to side. And how does that make your upper shoulder blade area feel? Let's again lightly move the arms over the head so they're stretched out. And how does that make the body feel? In the lower area and in the head and the neck area. Continue to take some deep breaths. And then gently let your arms come over the body so that they rest on the sides, near the sides of your waist, and relax. Palms down, so your arms are now back on the sides of your body. They're not overhead anymore, but they're just gently elongated by the waist. Take a moment to scan how your body feels now. Since the shoulder area and the waist area are a type of symmetry, we focus on the area of the waist. We don't just focus on the area of the shoulders. Let's start with the knees and the elbows. Let's relax the elbow area. Let's relax the knee area. Let's relax the long bone area and the muscles there. So the femur of the legs will relax, and the muscles in the thighs, and the long bone where the biceps are, relax the biceps. Relax the shoulder muscles, the deltoid area. Control those big muscles on the sides of the upper arm, above the arm, above the biceps, on the sides of the body. And the buttock area, the hip area. Continue to deep breathe. When you feel able to, hold the breath in for a few seconds, maybe, if you can, up to about 10 seconds. Now let's focus on the tailbone and lower spine and the symmetry of that area in the neck. So we have the hip bones and we have the tailbone in the center, and we have the collarbone. And then we have the neck bones in the center. Just sense all the muscles in that area, if you can make them relax. Around the lower tailbone area. In the front of the waist, we have the groin, the same area. The front of the neck, we have the Adam's apple area for the men. Just whatever area that you want to relax in the front of the neck, including underneath the chin. And relax the knees, and relax the ankles, and relax the elbows, and relax the wrists. We want to find a way to ground ourselves, and so far we've been going into the central areas of the body, but we haven't been on the extremities. And when we really relax the extremities, there's a tendency to hold the body into a shape where we can relax. Then again, let your feet come up, your knees raised, your feet flat on the ground, so your knees are bent. Your arms are flat on the ground. Now gently let your arms come up and press your palms together with your arms straight into that prayer position. And your arms are perpendicular to the ground. They're up over the chest. How does that make your shoulders feel? Continue to deep breathe. Let your feet go flat on the ground. Feel the flatness of the feet on the ground. Try to sense the body touching the ground. And you can gently let your hands go to the ground, palms flat on the ground. Again, bring your consciousness to your shoulders. Send the message to your shoulders to relax. Tell your shoulder blades to relax. Right shoulder blade to relax. Right upper shoulder muscles to relax. Left shoulder blade to relax. Left upper shoulder muscles to relax. Center of your back to relax, neck muscles to relax, left chest muscle to relax, right chest muscle to relax, right bicep relax, left bicep relax. Let the sternum area relax. Let the left rib cage relax. The right rib cage relax. Let the right forearm relax. The left forearm relax. Right elbow relax. Left elbow relax. Now let's try something unusual that I found to be helpful. It's just the mind playing a trick on itself. Let's tell the bones to relax. So all the bones of the shoulders relax. All the bones of the legs relax. All the bones around the hips relax. All the bones of the arms relax. And we can tell our organs to relax. Tell our esophagus to relax. Tell the bones of our hands to relax. The bones of our feet to relax. The toe bones, the finger bones, all relax. So we're going to gently look to the right, turn our head gently to the right, and notice the different tension that comes into the body, and then tell the muscles again all to relax. Relax all that tension. Gently let your head look to the right. Gently let all that tension relax. Continue to take some deep breaths. Remember, have the head central now, eyes looking up straight at the ceiling. And that's it for the lesson.